This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Joy 94.9. I am Andy Mack, and I am fortunate to have a special guest in the studio. Welcome, Tinkerbell.
Hello, Andy. How are we?
I'm really good.
I'm really happy to be here.
Oh, awesome. Now, I don't know much about what we're about to talk about,
You want me to take it away?
Please do.
Well, so we are the House of Diesel. We are a ballroom house here in Nam, and we are very blessed to be co-hosting another year of Hello Queen, which is hosted by Section 8. Have you been to Section 8 before, Andy?
Is that in Docklands?
No, it's actually by Swanston Street, like in the middle of the city.
Oh, yes, I do.
Like
know.
In the alleyway. It's like an iconic Nam venue, Andy.
Yeah. Well, I have.
Either way, you should check it out. So we're back again. This is our fourth year hosting. And basically, we have some DJs come out, all our favorite DJs. We have some categories. We are hosting some fun categories. And Section 8 is giving out some fun prizes as well.
Okay, so the House of Diesel that you're part of, is that a voguing house? Is that the sort of
thing? I mean, voguing is an aspect of what we do. So we do vogue, yes. We are a performance house. So voguing is one of our specialties. But we are a house in the collective of Ballroom Australia. So there's a House of Diesel, House of Silky, House of Alexander, just to name a few. And yeah, we all come together to compete in ballroom in different categories, voguing being one of them.
And what are some of the other categories?
Well, some of the other categories, which are actually some of the categories we're having at Hello Queen, are Best Dressed, which essentially is bring it in an outfit that's associated with the theme, and the person who looks the best takes that category. We also have Booty Me Down, which is just a lovely ass-shaking battle. We have Lip Sync Battle, which sounds exactly what it is.
Yep.
And we also have Body OTA, which is a celebration of all types of bodies.
Can I ask what LTA stands for?
Oh, OTA is OTA. Across the board. So just everyone is more than welcome.
Right.
Yeah, because sometimes we do have categories associated with specific gender identities.
Right.
But if it's OTA, it's open to all.
Awesome. Oh, got it.
Yeah.
The music lineup. Alia Salem, Brina, Tavonga, Cyrus, Cuddles, Bebecito, and Dashe.
Wow. Literally one of my favorites. We've picked them specifically because we have all types of genres there.
Uh-huh.
And we have all cultures represented. So it really makes for such an interesting night.
Okay. For people who haven't been to Hello Queen or one of the similar nights before, I've got a few questions. What should they wear?
Well, the theme this year actually is jungle. The theme last year was Cowboys and Aliens. So this year...
Which is a great movie.
Which was really... And really fun. It was really fun. So this year we're going jungle just because I feel like the jungle theme is a lot more broad.
You can
really take it as far or as...
You can do leopard spot.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Or you can do total animal outfit.
This is what I'm saying. I'm potentially thinking of covering myself in body paint and doing a whole moment, but we'll see.
So you haven't finalized your outfit yet?
Well, I haven't, but the House of Diesel, all of us were literally infamous for picking our outfits the day before. I don't know. There's something about pressure that just makes for a good outfit.
That's your color. Yeah. There is actually for a fancy dress. And for people who haven't been before, when should they arrive?
So this event is on November 3rd, on the Monday, and it starts at 2 p.m. up until 11 p.m.
Okay.
Honestly, my advice is the earlier, the better. Section 8 is a fun venue, but it's not the biggest. And it tends to get packed very quickly. So the earlier, the better, I would assume.
Wow. I would have thought like 11 p.m. would be the arrival time.
No. Well, we're going to have the specific categories. Categories are probably going to start around 6 or 7.
Wow.
But the DJs are fire, and I don't think you want to miss out on any second of this. So 2 p.m. sharp for anyone who's taking it serious.
You are speaking my language. Like, this...
We like to run on time here, guys.
So at 11 p.m., will you be going home to bed, Tinkerbell, or will you be just going out later?
Well, I mean, I found it's the eve of a public holiday. It's a public holiday eve, which means the next day is free.
Right.
That means the night is young.
I thought that was going to be the answer from you. Cool. What about prizes? What can you tell us about
the prizes? Well, so the prizes this year are actually really fun. Honestly, they're always really fun, but this year they're especially fun. We have a lovely pair of sneakers from Converse for each winner. Mm-hmm. We have a gift pack from the Passion Fruit Store.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like some passion, Andy?
Yeah.
Do you need some passion?
I do.
We have a whole gift pack for that. And then we have a pair of sunnies from Sade. Sade is also sponsoring the evening. We'll also be handing out some Sade sunnies to all the baddies that we find throughout the night. And we have some booze packs for that next day from Heaps No More, Hard Softy. And last but not least, we have Hard Cash, sponsored by Section 8.
So
all the things that anyone needs.
Wow. I think the real obsessed people with this thing are going to have costume changes during the night.
No, surely. I mean, last year it got really crazy. But this year I think, Jungle Thing can be... You can come in fully dressed and then throughout the night just take off items of clothing and still be very much on theme.
Yeah. I went to a Halloween party.
Oh, spooky.
In West Hollywood in the street. A friend took me. I had no idea, but the costumes got smaller as the night got later.
That's how you know it's a good night, Andy.
I did notice. Yeah. Wow. Tell us again where it is.
So this is at Section A. It's located in the city, iconic Melbourne venue. You can type it in your GPS. It's going to take you right where you need to be. It's going to be on the 3rd of November from 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. All the smart people are going to come at 2 p.m. sharp, guys.
Excellent.
Trust me.
And everybody's welcome no matter what.
Everybody's welcome. I also forgot to mention it's a free event.
Oh.
So come as you are, my friends. Golly. All you have to do is show up.
Wow. And all ages, all body types,
all ages, all genders, all bodies, all genders. We're here to celebrate NARM diversity. We are on the precipice of summer, guys.
Yeah.
So I think this is going to be the perfect kickoff to an amazing summer.
I think you're right. Tinkerbell, that sounds fantastic. Thank you for bringing Helloqueen to us, and thank you for coming to Joy.
Of course, Andy. Until the next time.
Please come back. Yeah. That's fantastic. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.